Croatian Electronic Music Festival Hideout is proven to be one of the most sought-after events of 2012. The festival, which includes DJs and artists such as Chasing Status, Simeon Mobile Disco, Jamie Jones and Annie Mac, takes place across four venues in the island of Novalia from Friday the 29th of June to Sunday the 1st of July. I caught up with Hideout's director Mark Newton to discuss his inspiration behind creating the festival and discover who he cannot wait to see live.
Worked in electronic music for probably about 7 or 8 years now. I worked in Ibiza originally for Manumission and then for Ibiza Rocks. Our company then set up another brand in Ibiza with Ibiza Rocks called Reclaim the Dance Floor. We kind of introduced a lot of the dubstep and also a lot of the electro acts to the island as well. So we've been working on these sort of events for quite some time now, but Hideout was the first festival that we committed to and to take on in our office and move forward with.
Better, faster, stronger.
Heard a lot about Croatia as a place to go and visit and party, to generally explore. A close friend of mine had started running an event there a couple of years previous and had told me about Zrcha Beach, where Hideout is. We decided to go and check it out. I went over, had a look at the place when it was in the off-season, looked at it, thought it was amazing, and we decided we wanted to run a festival there. The Pag is a remote island off the west coast of Croatia. The drive there is amazing, the scenery is ridiculous. And then when you do get to Novalia, it's like a quaint little fishing town with loads of nice restaurants around the bay. And then you get to Zrcha Beach, which is about a 25-30 minute walk out of Novalia, and it's just a massive party beach. Spending maybe 200, 300 quid going away to a UK festival and then it raining all weekend and it just being a bit miserable and people not enjoying themselves as much, tents getting flooded. When you go abroad and go to a festival, you get a holiday and you also get to go and see all your favourite music artists. Initially, it was to create a festival that appealed to everyone, like hitting across all the electronic music spectrum, with the biggest